KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Tuesday, the 13th day of June for 2017. Highway 49 was shut down for a time yesterday afternoon following a fatal motorcycle accident. The CHP reports around 4:30. A group of motorcyclists were traveling south in the 13 curves on Highway 49, heading south towards McCallamy Hill, when one of the riders drifted into the southbound lane. The motorcycle struck a pickup truck towing a trailer in the northbound lane. The motorcycle then went under the truck and trailer. The motorcyclist was pronounced dead at the scene. The highway was reopened to traffic just after 6 o'clock last night. The identity of those involved has not yet been released. The rider was part of a group of motorcyclists that were from out of state and were touring the area. Outdoor debris burning has been suspended for the season within the CAL FIRE Tuolumne Calaveras jurisdiction. In a press release yesterday, Unit Chief Josh White announced that the unprecedented wet weather and the progression of tree mortality in Tuolumne and Calaveras counties continues to challenge residents to meet their defensible space requirements, and it is essential that residents remain prepared. While the suspension of residential debris burning is in effect, White encourages property owners to use alternative disposal methods. The wet winter has resulted in an abundant grass crop this spring, which is concerning for firefighters. The suspension of burn permits until the fall means a ban on burning of landscape debris such as branches and leaves. The suspension does not apply to campfires on private property or within organized campgrounds. Again, the outdoor debris burning has been suspended for the season for the CAL FIRE Tuolumne Calaveras jurisdiction. Fire crews rolled to a grass fire in the Valley Springs area yesterday. The call came in just after 2 p.m. of a fire off Cuesto Road near White Owl Drive. CAL FIRE ground resources were able to contain the vegetation fire to 9 acres shortly before 3 p.m. The cause still under investigation. No structures were threatened, and units remained on scene throughout the late afternoon, conducting mop-up operations. Well, the Jackson City Council is moving ahead with a major refurbishment project for New York Ranch Road, paid for by the Jackson Rancheria. Meeting last night, the council approved opening for bids on a road improvement project that will cover a one-mile stretch of New York Ranch Road between Court Street and China Graveyard Road at the city's northern boundary line. The project will include new pavement, widening the road, and new curb, gutter, and sidewalks. The total cost of the project is estimated at $1.6 million and will be paid for by the Jackson Rancheria. New York Ranch Road offers the most direct connection between the city and the Rancheria property. In other business, the council approved the appointment of Jake Tollett to the Jackson Cemetery Board. The cemetery board position was left open when Robert Stimson was appointed to the city council. He was appointed in order to fill the seat left vacant when Pat Crew was elected to the Board of Supervisors. And earlier in the evening, the council held a marathon 3-hour budget workshop examining details of the city's budget for the upcoming fiscal year. Construction on a new 500,000-gallon steel water storage tank that will serve Lake Comanche Village customers is underway. Amador Water Agency directors gathered at the new tank site on Friday to break ground on the project that will conserve water, improve water quality, and add capacity for firefighting to the Lake Comanche Village water system. The tank and a new 12-inch pipeline connecting to nearby wells 9 and 14 are being paid for in full by a $1.5 million grant from the California Drinking Water State Revolving Fund Program that does not have to be paid back. The 500,000-gallon steel tank replaces a 90,000-gallon redwood tank that's 45 years old and leaks. Water will flow by gravity from the new tank to homes in Lake Comanche Village. The larger tank under construction will allow for longer disinfection periods, improving water quality at the tap, and providing 5 times the amount of water currently available during periods of peak use and when needed by firefighters. The new tank is expected to be in service by the end of the year. And if you've just bought something or sold something on an online yard sale site or something like Craigslist, and you're concerned about how to safely meet the other party, the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office has the solution. The Sheriff's Office will designate two parking spaces at their office off of Jeff Tuttle Drive in San Andreas for safe trading. The two spaces, designated as safe trading zones, will be located towards the exit of the parking lot. The zone will be identified by signage and will be illuminated and monitored constantly via video surveillance. This way, you can buy or sell items without worrying about your safety. The Sheriff's Office will not be able to oversee every transaction, though, so they suggest you still be cautious. As for proof of identity, don't let on if you're carrying lots of cash. Beware of common scams, and always remember, if it looks too good to be true, it probably is. And the Pi Kappa Phi fraternity will take their Journey of Hope through Amador County today. The Journey of Hope Northern team makes the climb up Highway 88 every year about this same time, and they make a special stopover in Jackson to visit with people from the Ark of Amador and Calaveras counties. They'll make that visit today from 12:30 to 2:30. The group of 29 cyclists and 8 crew members is one of 3 Journey of Hope teams. They dedicate their entire summer enhancing the lives of thousands with disabilities through grant funding and community engagements. The men will average 75 miles per day on their journey as they travel from San Francisco to Washington, D.C. And on a quick note today, don't be alarmed if you see smoke near Utica Park in Angels Camp today. Angels Camp Fire Department doing wildfire training near the park. They'll start about 8, continue till 5 today. Smoke and fire equipment will be visible in the Angels Camp area throughout the day today. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday, the 13th day of June for 2017. From the KVGC News Center, I'm Jim Geedy reporting.